endless compassion for humanity. For over 20 years, Supreme Master Qinghai tirelessly traveled to many corners of the world to share the message of love and eternal liberation through God's gift to mankind, the Kuan Yin method of meditation. Following is a collection of excerpts that will guide us to the path of eternal liberation. We now invite you to listen to the following compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's excerpted lectures entitled The Law of Karma.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
The human, before they came down to this world, they all promised that, okay, I will walk the way of God. I will walk the way of love. I will correct my mistake in the past life. I won't do it again. I definitely will not. I will do the opposite. I will do good. I will be generous. I will be kind. I will be compassionate. I will do this. I will be a hero of humans and animals. I will lay down my life for the needy, for the weak and the small, yeah, for the animals even. But when they come down here, forgot. And the force of the previous bad karma come piling upon them also, together with the fixed bad karma of this lifetime. The fixed bad karma of this lifetime is the one that they are born with. They have to pick up some bad karma to be born with, yeah? That's the price they have to pay to be a human. They have to struggle to be good. It's not easy for them that they're born and then everything there, you know, they have enough wealth, they have enough strength, and they have just unchangeable compassion, you know, and then they will always do good. And they will always part with their money easily. It's not like that. They have to pay the price. That is struggling with the obstacles that they are born with the bad karma, eh, that they're born with what they did in their last life, that come back onto them. And they have to struggle against that, to do the opposite. Many fail miserably. And then have to come back again, promise again, but this time we double. The bad karma of the past life and the life now will come back on them on the next future life. Be harder and harder all the time. So you see how poor the human is, yeah? And if they don't have any guide to show them, to remind them, to support them mentally and physically and spiritually, and the congregation of saintly people will have the same goals in mind, then they fail miserably. Many people fail. You see? Give in to the force of bad karma of the mind. It's very difficult.
What is karma, and what is the association between karma and enlightenment? Is there such a thing as immediate enlightenment within the concept of karma?
Karma is what we call the cause and effect. Whatever you sow, so shall you reap, in the Bible. That is karma. Now, we can sow and we can reap, but then we can wipe off also. Therefore, Jesus, Buddha, had to come to earth in order to help us to pay this terrible debt that we could not pay ourselves, which is called karma, which we sow so many, now we reap so much. So some people, like the Father, Son, or the Buddha, come down with unlimited merits, endless, boundless merits, and they could give anything you need so they can pay the debt for you. Because God is all merciful, limitless of grace and blessing. Whatever you ask, you will get. If you knocked, it will be open. Now, mostly, we don't ask. We don't knock. And we just knock our head against the wall. So we get not much grace and blessing, and we think God is not merciful. God is. He always sends some of his messengers to the world, like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, etc., to save us, to lead us back home. Despite our bad karma, in spite of our heavy debt, they can take us home, and we can get immediate enlightenment through such person's grace.
多数的坏的或是好的习惯呢，发生在我们在世的时候，就是跟过去有关系。这种如果要看到过去的升华的话，修很多法门都可以的，不应该观音法门才能够看得到。观音法门是比较要得到高一点的东西的。如果要看到过去而已，不用修观音法门，我们可以修任何法门，诚心就好。念佛也好，念咒也好，拜佛也可以。有一天会看到自己的过去，然后我们才知道我们为什么今天变成这个样子。为什么我们对某些人生气？为什么我们对某些人非常恋爱，非常执着，走不开？为什么我们这边常常痛？为什么我们常常有头昏？有可能不一定是我们以前做坏事啊，这个就是问题。很多人认为啊，一个人他有病哈，有痛哈，就是因为以前他做坏事，不是每次这样，不一定。这个是比较不对的概念，都是因为我们没有看到人的过去的关系，所以我们乱猜。什么人病都说，哎，业障病，应该忍受，不一定应该忍受。啊，为什么病？有的时候我们过去呀，跟人家打仗，或是在军中的时候会受伤，某些地方，比方说受伤在心中这里哈，然后死掉了，有人呢用刀子啊放在心这样，然后我们这里受伤，然后我们死了。死了以后，挂了好几世这样子，几百年以后，这边还有痛啊，偶尔痛或是常常痛，这是因为前世的受伤的关系，不一定是我们前世做坏事，各位了解吗？啊，所以最好的救病的方法，有的时候不是看医生或是看那个灵力的神医而已，而且应该了解自己的过去。有的时候了解自己过去，就病自然也会好。我们了解完了以后啊，忽然间我们的记忆力里面呢，我们的身体里面，我们的灵体会发出一种救病的能力啊，我们自己救自己，这是最好，最永恒的。如果我们不了解过去的话，很多事情处理不了。你们有没有看过Tolstoy 那个故事的啊，他专门写故事吗？有没有啊？有的就好，没有回去可以试试看。这个人他也有修行嘛，所以他写的故事啊非常好，都是跟修行有关系，利益的人类，利益我们的心灵啊。然后我也很喜欢，难怪他是很出名。有一个故事就是他在里面讲有关一个小孩啊，他忽然间能够看到人家看不到的东西。比方说看到谁跟谁啊有外情啊，或是谁要偷谁的东西啊，在人家睡觉的时候，他在看到的时候，他有介入那些人的行动。比方说挡那些人，或是告诉那些太太你的先生很坏等等，然后把他们的那个罪的，本来没有人知道啦，就把它公开了。公开了以后，当然那些人被抓住啊，或是那个家庭被分离了。不过为了做这些好事，他得到很大的处罚，因为他介入那些人的因果，不应该介入的。这些人呢，本来做那些小小的坏事就停了，够了，他们那个因果已经 陪来陪去好了。啊，前世这个人见他，现在他再拿回来就够了。结果为了这个小孩子，他知道这些秘密啊，他就介入，结果让那些人就更多的坏事。这个小孩子啊，得到宝贝的东西，本来他不应该使用的，不过使用那些东西了以后，他可以看到人间的一些好坏的事情。你要看哪里，你就看那里。像我们听说有一些巫师嘛，有一些法师，他们有那种圆圆的琉璃球，有没有？看里面，你要想看哪里，它就出现，有可能他得到那些东西了。看到是没有关系的，不过如果不知道过去的因果，我们乱介入人家的行动，这些业障会变成我们的，因为我们造成更严重的东西。比方说，像个小孩子他饿了，他想要吃一点东西，我们不给他，他想去偷偷吃一点东西，我们又不给他，然后就赶他出去。他因为很饿嘛，又去找别的地方，爬得很高的地方，要做很多事情要吃，然后结果自己也跌倒，那东西也一起掉下来，破坏很多东西，他也会受伤。所以啊，如果我们不修行啊，然后我们做好事啊，不是坏事啊，也是不很安全的，不保证是这个是真的坏，不是真的好。如果各位已经看到那个初二时代那个故事，那个叫义子，各位会看得很清楚，那位小孩本来是做好事的，就是他像一种英雄一样啊，保护那些好人，保护他的家庭啊，消灭那些坏人。不过为了做这些事情啊，结果变更坏，他自己也被法被堕落到那个尘现里面去，修行好几十年呢，才能够补助他的过去的错误错念。一个错的念头，一个错的行动，不管多好，在无明当中做，都是有伤害的能力，都是带来给我们很多麻烦的。所以世界很多人做好事，也很多人做坏事。不过如果我们无明的话，我们不懂过去的因果的话，我们也难分别什么是真的好啊，什么是真的坏。所以释迦牟尼佛那位伟大的佛祖啊，他看到一个人啊，杀99个人啊，他还没有说他很坏，他没有说他是坏人，他还是收他为徒弟，然后教育他，变他成一位圣人，一位阿罗汉。还有一个故事，就是有一位很大的名师啊，他有一个徒弟，这位徒弟刚刚跟他学没有多久，这位名师是成道的人，他常常走来走去在世界上看看什么人有缘，他就度他们。这位徒弟跟着他跑，这位名师是非常精廉的人啊，他连脱坡也不想脱啊，他就躲躲找那种森林的路走，然后在山林里面的路走，他走的随便抓水果啊，野生的菜啊，有什么就吃什么。过了好久，就时间这样子，他徒弟当然受不了。就有一天就跑到上面城里去去找那好人托钵了找到那个家庭里面看到很多人在那里庆祝就然后请客，大家都可以进来吃东西，他当然很高兴，跑进来吃得很饱，又还拿回去一点给他的师父吃。好，那已经拿回来了，他的师父也会吃了试了一边吃，然后他就笑笑他说那个家有什么好庆祝，冤家债主来拿什么债务还在那里庆祝那徒弟看起来听起来很彷徨，不晓得师父是什么意思，人家刚刚生一个小孩那么高高兴兴请大家来吃饭大家很快乐，他就说冤家债主来拿债务我们师父有可能是他吃水果太多了，面酸酸了 精神不正常啊。好，他也没有讲什么，因为还是有一点信心，对师父还有一点信心，还是在那里不走啊。因为那个家境就三四五天了，第一次生一个男的小孩，这要久好久才能得到，这个是九子啊啊，所以他高兴了，庆祝好几天了。他说第二天他还要跑去那里去，要再托钵东西吃，而且人家请客不吃太可惜啊，免费嘛啊，还要高高兴兴跑来那里等他吃东西。结果还没有进来，看到啊，大家都很乱啊，就在那里哭哭闹闹啊，东西又没有东西吃了，大家都在那里一直哭一直哭一直抱怨。父母昨天高高兴兴，今天就躺在地下跟上帝抱怨了。原来是小孩子昨天刚生出来，今天死掉了，他没东西吃了，他就赶快看看有没有什么神兆来做做，赶快挂着跑跑，那人家那么有那个上士还在那里吃什么，所以他赶快偷偷一点拿一点，然后走，也没有人管他了，他走了，回家告诉师父啊，师父不好了，昨天那个小孩都死掉了，今天没有好东西吃，我拿昨天神兆来东西你吃一下。那个师父那个时候大笑，很高兴。那个徒弟问你笑什么，人家的小孩死掉了，很悲伤，你在那里笑。他就说世界颠倒嘛，昨天冤家来啊，今天冤家走了。徒弟问为什么昨天冤家来今天冤家走呢，他说那个小孩啊本来是他的隔壁，那个父母的隔壁，以前呢有借钱给那个父母啊，那个父母没有还给他，然后自己又富有起来，又忘记那个债务了，又不还了，然后现在那个隔壁死掉了以后就投胎变成他们的儿子，本来要把他们的财产都破坏到底啊，结果因为昨天生出来他们情科那么多，钱都花很多了，花完了，花到他那个要求那个数目啊，假如说20万或是50万啊，一天通通花完了情科嘛，为了他，为了那个小孩啊，所以他也没有理由可以留啊，钱都拿完了，就走了。就是因为这样子，我们人啊，有喜怒哀乐，都是无明的行动，都不知道为什么喜，都不知道为什么怒，都是不知道为什么爱，都不知道为什么乐。我们中国人也有很多很多故事啊，类似的，像《封神榜》里面《封神榜》里面有讲那个纣王啊，和妲己啊，他也本来是要来报仇嘛，结果纣王好宠爱他，宠爱到把山河弄破坏啊，就是他的目的。不过纣王哪里知道这些事情，认为他是最敬爱的人，最可爱的人。原来是债主冤家仇人，所以我们世界啊很难懂啊，什么人是好啊，什么人是亲戚朋友，什么人是仇人啊，除了我们修行以外啊，没有办法可以知道。我们就盲盲目目活下去，做好事也不晓得为什么，做坏事也难懂。不过我们也可以改一些好坏，如果我们诚心要的话，多数的好坏的影响啊，都是我们小孩子的时候啊发生的。我们小的时候人家对我们怎么样，然后我们的里面感觉怎么样，就会记起来很清楚，在我们脑部里面。我们长大了以后，这些记忆力跟我们一起活的，然后我们的行动，我们的反应啊，就像小孩的时候一模一样，差不多。所以我们要改这些好坏的也是很不难。最少虽然我们不知道过去的生活，不知道因果来历怎么样，我们可以免当来的因果也已经很好了。比方说我们要改我们的坏的习惯，很简单，回去想起来我们以前小的时候发生什么事情，什么时候发生好事情让我们高兴，什么时候发生 啊不愉快的事情让我们痛苦啊写下来，然后我们记得我们痛苦的时候反应怎么样，快乐的时候反应怎么样，都记得起来很清楚。然后现在我们每天也写一本所谓的日记起来啊，我们有什么好处的地方我们写下去，我们有什么坏的地方我们不喜欢呢，人家也不喜欢呢，我们喜欢把它弄掉了也写下去。每天检讨自己今天做多少好事啊，做多少坏事，这样子过来差不多上个月我们可以改很多。不过改多并不是说完全改掉了，还有几年呢、这些习惯呢、如果我们诚心不骗自己的话，诚心检讨的话会好多，然后几年有有可能统统没有。如果我们自己能够改过这些坏的习惯，然后增加我们好的品质的话，我们生活会吸引很多好处，所谓的福报。所以为什么经典记载说我们做好事的话会得到福报，是这样，因为我们这个积分啊好的话都吸引好的东西来，我们积分坏的吸引坏的越来越坏，好的话越来越好，所以修行的人越来越好，不修行的人好像越来越堕落。就是这个缘故，我们中国人说同心相吸的是绝对不错，古人讲什么都是真话，因为他们自己有经验，有修行的智慧可以知道。
How can you explain or justify the existence of people suffering various illnesses through no fault of their own?
Well, if you believe in the reincarnation theory, it explains it. This is what the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. Sometimes we have done some mistakes in our previous life or even in this life, then we get the illnesses.Sometimes we suffer the collective so-called karma, mean the collective effect of the whole society. For example, if you don't smoke, but you always have to go around the world or on the buses, in which is full of smoking from other people, then you will also have in some kind of collective effect. It's called bad karma in the Sanskrit term. It means you suffer.What the society, what your environment inflicts upon you. Therefore, we have to clear it up by having a purer life and encourage other people to do the same. And we should not need to wait for the neighbor to do it. We do it first. Yeah? We started a clean diet, a vegetarian diet, which scientifically proved that it's even good for our health, apart from compassion,Enlightenment and all that great deal is good for your health.
Por acaso, o karma, pelo contrário, nos obriga a tê-los filhos? Does the karma oblige us to have children? Do we have children because of the karma?
Yes.We connected with the child in the past life through something.
Nós somos ligados aos filhos, vidas.
Sometimes bad karma, sometimes good karma.
Às vezes bom karma, às vezes mau karma.
So karma must not always be very bad.
Então o karma não tem necessariamente que ser muito mau.
Yes, yes. Maybe last life you help a person, and then this life you get enlightened. You...unconsciously want to have that person also get enlightened, and then he be born into your family, become your child. In that case, it's very good. The child sometimes come from the wish of the parents to help that child.
Às vezes os filhos vêm através do desejo dos pais, justamente de ajudar aqueles filhos.
Because maybe that child helped the parents somewhere in the past lives.
Porque aqueles filhos de alguma forma ajudaram os pais em vidas passadas.
And then the parents are enlightened and wish to repay the kindness.
Então os pais estão iluminados e querem devolver aquela bondade dos filhos.
In the subconscious mind, they wish that person also can be enlightened and liberated.
No subconsciente dessas pessoas há um desejo de querer ser iluminado e liberado.
Therefore, the person will be born into that family, become a child.
Então, aquela pessoa vai nascer naquela família e em forma de um guri, de um garoto.
That case is good.
Nesse caso é muito bom.
It's not a bad karma.
Não é um mau karma.
It's a good karma.
É um bom karma. Como ficam os descendentes e cônjuges nos casos dos karmas?
If the couple is in harmony, then they have a good karma.
Se o casal está em harmonia, então eles têm um bom karma.
If the couple every day strive, then you know what kind of karma that is.
Então, se o casal está todo dia em luta, em desavenças, aí você já sabe que tipo de karma ele é.
Easy to understand, no?
É fácil de entender, né?
If it's in harmony, then be happy.
Se eles estão em harmonia, são felizes.
If it's not in harmony, then try to adjust and be tolerant.
Se eles estão em harmonia, eles são felizes e tolerantes.
To avoid next time come back again as a very undesirable karma couple again.
Então eles dessa forma podem conceber novos karmas novamente.
Tolstoy had a very terrible wife.
Tolstoy tinha uma esposa terrível.
You know Leo Tolstoy?
Você conhece Leon Tolstoy?
War and Peace, yeah. He had a terrible wife, so it is told.
Ele tinha uma esposa terrível.
Yeah, every day she neck him and curse him and scold him and even beat him and throw him out sometimes.
Às vezes ela podia machucá-la, brigar com ele e jogar ele fora da casa às vezes.
One day his friend couldn't bear any longer.
Um dia um amigo dele não pôde aguentar isso muito tempo.
So he told Tolstoy, "Why don't you kick that devil out of your house and then we have peace?"
Falou para Tolstoy, "Por que que você não joga essa mulher fora da tua casa? Então a gente tem paz aqui."
Tolstoy said, "Shh."
Tolstoy falou, "Shh.
Don't talk so loud."
Não fala muito alto.
Last life I did that already.
Ontem à noite eu fiz a mesma coisa.
Therefore it get worse this time.
E ficou pior.
I don't dare to do it.
Eu não me atrevo a fazer isso outra vez.
Understand that?
Entende isso aí?
The more you struggle, the worse the situation become. So just accept anything as given by God and try to get through it and train yourself in patience, tolerance and love thy enemy.
Quanto mais a gente se esforça para melhorar, mais a coisa piora. Então, o melhor é pedir ajuda de Deus, ajuda divina e ser tolerante.
Even as a wise man as Tolstoy couldn't deal with his terrible wife, so we ordinary being better keep silence.
Mesmo um homem sábio como Tolstoy não pôde lidar com essa situação, então a gente é melhor lidar com cuidado as circunstâncias.
请问师父，一个人在世的时候做了许多好事，但他并没有追求名师修行，是否能会再轮回？要啊，要轮回，因为他做很多好事，所以他才要轮回。不然他那个好的果报谁享受呢？是吗？那修行的人才没有好没有坏，好的果报我们也没有跟他关系，因为我们知道有那个修行功德，不过没有得到那个果报的那个方法。我们是无我贡献，然后那个坏的东西，当然我们总一心以后不做啦，因为师父会叫我们持戒啦，做好事啦，然后就好的事情的话，就全部没有那个我执来贡献啦，就我们就没有得到好，也没有得到坏，所以我们才可以干脆解脱。 那做好事的人就应该回来享受他那个果报，那个好的果报。好的果报就是像黄金的笼子一样，也会把我们关在里面；坏的果报就是像铁链的笼子一样，也是把我们关在那边，就是比较难看。
请问师父，人生活觉得空虚的时候会寻找精神寄托，很多人皈依佛门是因为本身造了很多业障，想消除这些业障，请问这种心态是否正确？
正确，不过法门还不正确。我们不能用口啊，或是用意啊，洗掉我们的生生世世的业障，因为我们的意力有限，我们的业障无限，我们的意啊，死掉的时候就没有了。我们没有头脑就没有意，所以我们不能用这个有限的头脑的意啊。不论我们多么要忏悔，洗掉我们的业障，要洗掉这个无限的业障，应该用无限的力量。这个无限的力量我们自己有，我们一开就业障本来空啊，所以我们在那里用这种小小的法门啊，洗不干净，应该用大水，应该用甘露水洗才好，用这个观音的力量，用这个内在我们自己的万能力量。观音法门就是帮忙开这个万能的力量，让我们用的，让我们洗我们的业障干净，让我们了脱生死，让我们智慧长大。不用这个万能力量的话，没有任何的东西能洗我们的业障干净。所以师父说业障啊，多少都没关系，我们真正要洗有方法，有观音法门，除了这个方法，没有那么任何东西那么快，师父这样保证了。
In relation to cause-effect laws and divine providence, is there a way for man to modify results, or in other words, may negative effects be avoided if God, the divine power, wants them to? Up to what extent human volition influences if it does so?
We can minimize the effect of karma if we become enlightened. That is what we call the grace of providence descent.
Eso es lo que llamamos la divina providencia que desciende.
We are contacted with that providence grace.
Somos contactados por la gracia de esa providencia.
And then that will take care of many things for us.
Y eso realmente se encargaría de cuidar de muchas de nuestras cosas.
In other words, we do it with wisdom.
En otras palabras, lo haríamos con sabiduría.
Grace of providence means we have wisdom, that's all there is, and we can do things correct way, so we have no more problem.
La gracia de la providencia significa que tenemos sabiduría, entonces podemos hacer las cosas con sabiduría y no hay más problemas.
We just use the hidden wisdom.
How can karma be alleviated?
By enlightenment.
Por la iluminación.
Like the sun will dispel darkness.
Como el sol que disipa las tinieblas.
When we bring God's grace into earth, karma will be cleansed.
Cuando traemos la gracia de Dios a la tierra, entonces se limpia el karma.
At the time of initiation,
en el momento de la iniciación,
the master will clean all your past karmas.
El maestro va a limpiar todo el karma del pasado.
Make you pure again like a baby. From that day, you must live in purity. From that day, we must keep that purity and live in purity.
A partir de ese día debemos vivir y mantenernos en pureza.
So we won't create new karma again.
Y no vamos a crear karma de nuevo.
Hence, the precept. That's why we have the precept.
Y esa es la razón por la cual tenemos los preceptos.
That's why we have the commandment.
Y por eso tenemos los mandamientos.
Dear Master, should we devote our lives to serving the poor or sick, or would we be interfering with their choice or karma?
No. We should devote our life anytime we can, and devote anything we can to help our brothers and sisters, be it spiritual or material. Yes, we are one. If he's hungry, you are hungry. If he's thirsty, it's like you're thirsty. It should be like that. It's not a must. It is a feeling inside. If, for example, if you see somebody hungry and thirsty and dying, and you feel very painful as if you yourself in that situation, then you help him. That is a measurement of your love, of your level of compassion. It's not a must. It's not a precept to follow. It is a feeling in your heart. If you know, you feel you should help that person, that means you have love in your heart and you should be happy. That's the only reward, that knowing that you have love. And you should do it. Yes. Now, thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your kind-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is Golden Age Technology. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be abundantly graced with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.